Perhaps. There we go. Hi, Adam. Thanks for doing this. What factors did you weigh, Adam, in opting in, and how concerned are you about the risks of restarting this whole show?
You know, I think the health and safety, obviously, it's extremely important, and kind of going through the process and knowing, you know, how diligent both the NHL and the Players Association were and making sure that there were a lot of steps and a lot of precautions and a lot of things put into place to, you know, try and maximize our safety. I think you look at the two hub cities that we've chosen, the two places, you know, we're going to be in the bubble, and, you know, at the amount of testing and things like that, you know, I think they've done a really good job of, you know, putting in the steps to keep us safe. Obviously, you know, it's important to kind of weigh the risks and, you know, the long-term health effects. But, you know, I think coming into Winnipeg, you know, we're pretty fortunate here that, you know, they've done a really good job of, you know, limiting the spread of the virus. And, you know, if we could get here and, you know, get here safely, I think, you know, we have a good chance of getting to the bubble safely, and hopefully that continues.
You know, any friends kind of around the league, and especially down south where, you know, things don't feel as secure, where guys are a little more on edge, or?
You know, I think, you know, every team's doing their best to ensure the safety of their players. I think it was the toughest part was getting to those cities. So, you know, I know it was stressful for some, and, you know, fortunately it's just it's a quick drive for me from Calgary to Winnipeg. So, you know, the travel plans weren't as stressful for me. I think coming in, it almost feels like a development camp. You know, I remember early on at the start of my career, you come in kind of just after the draft, and you're in Winnipeg for a week, and it's usually around this time. Normally, it's Stampede time, but it's a little different. I think, you know, it's going to, you know, take a little getting used to, kind of getting back to the speed. I think you know, that's been important. The first few days of practice was getting that speed back, getting that pace back. And, you know, I think once it ramps up, you know, you're going to see the intensity there. It might be different playing without fans and playing in the middle of the summer, but, you know, this is the new normal right now, and this is going to be something we have to get used to. So, you know, I think we came back here, and, you know, we're going to take a good run at this thing.
You mentioned the Stampede, that of course is off too. What do you miss most?
Pre-COVID or
the
Stampede?
No, pre-COVID. What do you just miss about society and about life that we can't do anymore?
Well, you know, I think it started to get a little more normal. So you see kind of people going back to restaurants, and, you know, people sitting on patios. And I think early on, you know, I just missed going out to eat. That's, you know, something you get to hang out with your friends. You know, you kind of have a smaller bubble during this, and things like that. I think, you know, there's a lot of things you kind of took for granted. You know, just the amount of times now you wash your hands, and, you know, how aware you have to be of touching your face. And, you know, it was just a little more carefree back, you know, a couple months ago.
Adam, Mike McIntyre from the Free Press, welcome back. It seems to me that the Jets were in a really interesting position here over the last few months. You're obviously the player rep, but you had Mark Scheifele, who was invited to be on the return to play committee. We talked to Andrew Kopp over the weekend, and he mentioned how he broached the idea of sort of a CBA kind of players committee, and that Andrew himself was a big part of that. I guess, what does it say about guys on the team that you have a lot of people that kind of played an active role in helping shape kind of getting us to where we are right now?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's important you take an active role in the union and kind of in the direction of the league. And, you know, those guys played big roles. I think, you know, Andrew was on a lot of calls late nights, and there was a lot of information that he would have to, you know, kind of have to dictate. And then, you know, we'd get on the board calls, and, you know, then there was more information that would get passed along. And, you know, Mark's, you know, job was pretty difficult as well, kind of hammering out what's going to be the best way to return to play. You know, there's always going to be decisions where, you know, someone's not happy with it, you look at, well, is 24 teams coming back the best way to do it? Why not 20? You know, why not bring everyone back and things like that? But you know what, I think all in all, they all did such a great job, and kind of in the situation, the climate we were in, to, you know, not only reach a deal and, you know, find some, you know, stability for the next 6 years, but I think this is the fairest way to go about it. And, you know, you bring back the 24 teams, all had a chance to make the playoffs, and you know, I'm pretty thankful that those guys, you know, did such a good job, and you know, they played such an active role. It helps, you know, when you have guys on your team like that, and you know, you're able to get some information and get it to the guys, and then you're able to make some informed decisions. So, you know, they put in a lot of countless hours, and as did a lot of other guys. So, you know, we can't thank them enough.
For sure. And then just to wrap up from myself, there's the off-ice business and now there's the on-ice business. Was it almost a sense of relief yesterday to be back out there and some sense of normalcy now?
Yeah, you know, it's just nice to be around the guys. I know the groups are still split up, but, you know, I kind of get that camaraderie and, you know, get the joking around again. You have more guys on the ice, and, you know, it's really feels like you're back and you're practicing in the NHL again. And, you know, kind of that intensity that you don't necessarily have in summer skates. And, you know, as soon as training camp seems to start, it picks up again. And, you know, just to be able to be around the trainers, you know, the medical staff and, you know, just everyone, it's good to be back. You know, it was weird how, you know, the season was paused. It kind of happened abruptly and no one really knew what was going to happen or what the future held. And, you know, to be back here and, you know, have a chance to kind of finish out the season, we're really looking forward to it.
Adam, Ken Wee from Sportsnet.ca. Going back to the CBA, what role can the return to the Olympics have in helping to grow the game coming out of the pandemic?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's important. You look at the different viewership and the different audience, and you look at some of the different markets, you know, going into Asia and then, you know, going, I'm not sure where the next Olympics is, but you look at that, it seems like it's a really untapped market. So, you know, if you can grow the game that way, you can generate some interest. I think anytime the Olympics are played, you know, there's a lot of eyes on all the different sports, and, you know, you can create a lot of new fans and kind of, you know, have people fall in love with the intensity, you know, the skill, the speed of the game. And to have the best of the best going to represent their country, I think it's always exciting for us to watch.
Yeah, and going back to the Jets, what has your group learned about dealing with expectations as you get ready for what should be a pretty wide open playoffs, just given the circumstances?
Well, I think, you know, in our room, we kind of manage our own expectations. We're not too concerned about what people outside of, you know, our team are thinking, what they, you know, what they're writing, what they're saying about us. I think, you know, we have one goal in this room, and, you know, it starts against the Flames, and, you know, hopefully we can continue on. And, you know, I think that's what we're going to try and use this training camp to get ready for. You know, all year we've kind of battled injuries. We've battled different things, and to go into the playoffs, you know, pretty healthy and rested. You know, I think we're looking forward to putting that team on the ice and seeing what happens.
Thank you.
Adam, Tim Campbell, NHL.com. A wider view question. Why is the CBA that you've agreed to, why is this a good path forward for the next 6 years?
Well, I think the biggest thing is uncertainty, and it kind of, you know, removes a little bit of that. You don't know whether there's going to be a vaccine in the next 3 months or the next 18 months, or, you know, if there ever is one, right? So, you know, I think we're hopeful that by the start of next season, there will be a vaccine, and, you know, we'll be able to play in front of fans, and, you know, we'll be able to have, you know, the support of all the people that, you know, love our game back. And but you just don't know. You don't know if people are going to feel comfortable coming back to the arenas. I think it's no secret that, you know, a lot of our revenue is driven by the gate and, you know, by people being in the stands. And, you know, with that uncertainty, I think, you know, this kind of allows some stability. You're allowed to kind of plan for the next few years at least, where there is so much uncertainty. And, know, I think it gives some stability that, you know, there's a couple of deals that are going to be expiring with the US TV deal and things like that. And now they can look at it and they see the stability. They're going to see some growth in the game. And, you know, and hopefully that's going to, you know, have a positive impact.
Thanks, Adam.
We're all done. Thanks, guys. One more.
No, not done quite yet. It's Sarah Orleski from TSN. Just wondering, you mentioned, I mean, obviously you guys aren't going to be playing in front of fans this year. For this play-in series, have you given thought to what it's going to be like to be out there playing with no fans, creating an atmosphere?
You know, I think there's going to be pros and cons. Obviously, there's not going to be the big swings in emotion where, you know, you score a goal and there's the building erupts and, you know, you don't have to weather that storm on the road. And, you know, with no noise in the building, you're going to be able to hear everything. You're going to kind of know where guys are. It's not going to be, you know, that deafening whiteout sound that we're used to when the playoffs roll around in Winnipeg. So, there's it's going to be different. I think, you know, creating that energy on the bench is going to be important, you know, kind of, but at the same time, I don't think it's going to take much to get the guys jacked up and ready to play. We know what we're playing for. We know what we came back to kind of chase and, you know, what our goal at the end of all of this is. So, you know, it's going to take a little getting used to. I think, you know, there might be a few gimmicky things where if they pump in some crowd noise when there's a goal or a stoppage of play that, you might get a little bit of a laugh out of, but, you know, I think we're looking forward to just being back out there and competing. And, you know, it's going to be a really good series against Calgary. I think it's two really evenly matched teams. And, you know what, I think that's kind of what we're preparing for and what we're trying to get ready for.